Let's try to chant this again. This first page together. Okay.
Om Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyakshan Tattvamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Hartasi Tvameva Sarvam Kalvidam Brahmasi Tvam Sakshad Admasi Nityam Vratam Vajmi Satyam Vajmi Avatvam Mam Avavaktaram Avashrotaram Avadataram Avadhataram Avanushanam Avashishyam Avapaschataat Avapurastaat Avotarataat Avadakshinataat Avachortvataat Avadharataat Sarvadhomam Pahi Pahi Samantat Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha Tvam Ananda Mayas Tvam Brahma Mayaha Tvam Satchidananda Dvatiyosi Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi Sarvam Jagadidam Tvato Jayate Sarvam Jagadidam Tvatas Tishtati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvailayameshati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvayi Pratyeti Tvam Bhumirapo Nalo Nilo Napaha Tvam Chattvari Vaat Padani Tvam Gunatrayati Taha. Okay. Let's go on this page, go up to the one paragraph, to the second paragraph up, Tvam Vang Mayas Tvam Chin Mayaha. Everybody there? Repeat after me. Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha. Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha. Okay, so the first one is a nasalized anuswara. Tvang Vang, Tvang Vang. And the second one, Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Nya, Nya for the cha. Tvang Chin Mayaha. So when you're saying that Nya, think cha, so that you get that. That palatal anuswara, right? Palatal nasal. So, Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha. Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha. Tvang Vang Mayas Tvang Chin Mayaha. Tvam Ananda Mayas Tvam Brahma Mayaha.
Tvam Ananda Mayas.
Tvam Brahma Mayaha.
Tvam Brahma Mayaha.
Tvam Ananda Mayas Tvam Brahma Mayaha.
Tvam Ananda Mayas Tvam Brahma Mayaha.
Tvam Satchidananda.
Tvam Satchidananda.
Dvatiyosi.
Dvatiyosi.
Tvam Satchidananda Dvatiyosi.
Tvam Satchidananda
Dvatiyosi.
Tvam Satchidananda Dvatiyosi.
Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvam Pratyaksham
Brahmasi. Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi.
Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi.
Tvam Jnanamayo.
Tvam Jnanamayo.
Vijnanamayosi.
Vijnanamayosi.
Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi.
Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi.
Sarvam Jagadidam.
Sarvam Jagadidam.
Tvato Jayate.
Tvato Jayate.
Sarvam Jagadidam Tvato. Tvato Jayate. Sarvam jagaditam tvatto jayate.
Sarvam jagaditam tvatto jayate.
Sarvam jagaditam tvatto jayate.
Sarvam jagaditam
Sarvam jagaditam tvatas tishtati.
I myself aspirated a little too much. The only thing that's aspirated there is the ta, the lingual ta. Okay.
Sarvam jagaditam tvatas tishtati.
See, that's hard there. Because of the sa, you tend to aspirate that. Or I do.
Tvatas tishtati. Tvatas tishtati.
Tvatas tishtati. Kiki, can you do it? Because you don't have an aspirate problem.
Tvatas tishtati.
Yeah, do it again.
Tvatas tishtati.
Tvatas tishtati. Sarvam jagadidam tvatas tishtati. Sarvam jagadidam tvatas tishtati. Sarvam jagadidam tvatas tishtati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvatas tishtati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi.
Tvayi.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
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 Tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi layameshyati.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti. Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti. Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti. Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti. Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti.
Sarvam jagadidam tvayi pratyeti.
Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabha. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabha.
Nalo nilo
nabha.
Nalo nilo nabha.
Tvam bhumirapo.
Tvam bhumirapo.
Nalo nilo nabha.
Nalo nilo nabha.
Tvam bhumirapo 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 nalo nilo nabha.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari
va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari.
Tvam chatvari.
Tvam chatvari.
Tvam chatvari.
Va
akpadani.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam chatvari va akpadani.
Tvam gunatrayatitaha.
Tvam gunatrayatitaha.
Tvam, right, tvam gunatrayatitaha. Tvam gunatrayatitaha. So, tvam gunatrayati. Tvam gunatrayatitaha.
Tvam gunatrayatitaha.
Tvam
gunatrayatitah.
Trayatitah.
Twangunatrayatitah.
Twangunatrayatitah.
I heard myself chanting this on the tape, and I put an accent that shouldn't be there. I heard myself going like this. Twangunatrayatitah. Do you hear that accent? It should be like this. It's subtle, but just it should be twangunatrayatitah, yatitah. They're the same. Yatitah. Not yatitaha.
Oh.
You hear the little difference there? It should be yatitaha. Twangunatrayatitaha. Twangunatrayatitaha. Trayatitaha.
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 The idea is the ya and the ti. Both are an aspirate, both are exactly the same length, both the exactly the same accent or level of, what do you call that, emphasis.
Isn't it going down?
It's going down,
oh,
but
okay.
That, so, yes, it's going down. Twangunatrayatitaha, twangunatrayatitaha, twangunatrayatitaha. Okay, twangunatrayatitaha. Twangunatrayatitah. Twangunatrayatitah. Twamavastatrayatitah. Twamavastatrayatitah. Twamavasta. Twamavasta. Trayatitah. Twamavastatrayatitah.
Twamavastatrayatitah.
Twamavasta trayatitaha.
Twamavasta trayatitaha.
Twamavasta trayatitaha.
Twamavasta trayatitaha.
Twandeha 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 trayatitaha.
Twandeha
trayatitaha.
Twandeha trayatitaha.
Twandeha trayatitaha.
Twandeha trayatitaha.
Twandeha trayatitaha.
Twandeha trayatitaha.
Twankala trayatitaha.
Twankala trayatitaha.
See, I'm hearing you do it also, and I think you're probably doing it because I'm still doing it. So what I want you to do, and the a titaha, make the a a little shorter and the e a little bit longer, because there's a slight imbalance there. Let me try, because I think I'm doing it also. That's the problem. Twankalatrayatitaha. I want that A and the E to be the same. And what we tend to do, myself included, is go A-ti-taha, where the A is almost a triple mantra, triple length, and the E is double. And we want the A and the E to both be just long.
So we should hit the E a little bit more, right?
Hit the E, shorten the A a little tiny bit, and hit the E a little bit more, okay?
There's sure a lot of T's in this thing.
Yes, it, okay. True. That's better. Twankalatrayatitaha. Twankalatrayatitaha. Twankalatrayatitaha.
Twankalatrayatitaha.
Twankalatrayatitaha.
Twankalatrayatitaha.
It's getting there. Part of it's my fault. What I would do is this section, practice it with Swami Vagishananda also on the tape, and try to note what I'm talking about. Get this A and E to be the same emphasis, the same length. Okay. Let's try a couple of new ones. Just to read it first. Tvam mula dhara.
Tvam
mula dhara.
Mula dhara.
Stito.
Stito.
Stito si.
Stito si.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Sandhi. Tvam mula dhara. Tvam you. Mula dhara. Stitaha. Asi nityam. Tvam muladhara stitaha. It's a compound. Asi nityam. Okay. What this means, okay, so tvam asi, you are, right? Asi as the verb to be in the second person singular, tvam asi, you are. Nityam is being used as an adverb. You are always, eternally. You are always. Tvamasi nityam, you are always muladhara stitta, abiding in the muladhara. The muladhara is, you know, the kundalini, the kundalini chakras. The muladhara is that chakra or that energy center at the base of the spine. It's called the muladhara. So you are there. You
mula
are,
is root?
Mula means root, placed at the root. But it's a technical term. Good. It's a technical term that means the base of the spine, that chakra at the base of the spine is called the muladhara. So he's just saying, tvam asi, you are nityam, you are always there. Where? Placed, stitta, abiding in, placed in the muladhara. You are always there in the muladhara. You are always abiding in the muladhara, there at that chakra at the base of the spine. Okay?
So and that's what the... That's what this is referring to, really, is that is the chakra, and it's not very commonly referred to, right?
It's not. Mm-mm. It is, like in some places it is, but not very commonly, no.
Yeah.
And the only reason I really know that that's what it means is from Swami Tattvavirananda's commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't run across this very often, so
yeah.
I wouldn't know this myself. I only know it from reading a Bhashyama.
Would you see that in Vedanta? I mean,
you know, in some commentaries on the Vedanta, forget this one commentary, well-known commentary on the Dakshinamurti Stotras. I forget who wrote that. I can look it up. He talks a lot about the Kundalini and yoga and those type of things because those things are all known in the tradition when it comes to meditative techniques and that type of thing. It's not something to give you atmajnanam or self-knowledge, but in terms of like pranayama, pranayama is talked about in the Bhagavad Gita. Pranayama, those are meditative techniques for observing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the tradition, we don't say that the chakras aren't there or that the kundalini is not there. It's just not what the Vedanta is concerned about.
You know what Swamiji said about this summer, actually? He said that somebody asked him about that, and he said that he didn't know about it, and he said that he had inquired about it, and he felt that a very authoritative person told him it was an extinct vidya.
Oh, he said that before.
Yeah, that no one really has that knowledge anymore.
Well, he's even talked more about that in terms of the yoga, whole yoga tradition.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that
mm-hmm.
has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of all the siddhis and all of those things, it's not to say that they're not real and not there. But the tradition of teaching has been lost. Yeah.
So this is Vedic, what we're doing here, right?
I guess so.
The Ganapati,
I think so, yeah,
Shad?
Because they have the swaras.
Because then, so then this isn't just like from Hatha Yoga, which came much later than
Mulatara
and all
that. Yeah,
it goes way back.
Yeah, no, this material's all been there, you know, but they're in different shastras also.
It's strange that it would go extinct.
Let's just learn how to chant it. Because I can't teach you anything about this except how to chant it.
Okay.
And how it translates, okay? I'm not going to teach you Kundalini Yoga. I know nothing about it.
That's
okay. All right? Usually when we teach chanting, honestly, we never teach the meaning. We just teach you how to chant. I'm teaching you the meaning also. But usually you just learn how to chant it. If you go to chanting class, they teach you how to chant it. They're not going to tell you what it means. You have to find out what it means by yourself. But that's not how we're doing it. Because I like to know what it means when I'm chanting.
Thank you. What was stitta?
Stitta is a past passive participle from sta. Comes all the time. Sta means to stand or to be placed somewhere. Stitta, so stittaha means that which is placed in the muladhara, that which is abiding, that which is standing there. So we wouldn't use standing in this. So that which is abiding there, that which is placed, that which is located. These are ways of translating stittaha. Okay?
Stiti comes from the same root, stiti, the state.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Stiti also comes from sta. Okay. Sta takes that e. Right? It's not going to be stataha or stati. It's going to be stiti. But the root is sta. Sta tisht. In the present, past, imperative, and potential, sta becomes tisht. Like gum becomes gutch. Right, you don't see gamati, you see gachati. You don't see sta-ti, you see tishtati. Sta becomes tisht.
No, we're laughing because you don't know it either. Right, no, I agree.
All right, let's go. Tvam muladharastitosi nityam. Tvam muladharastitosi nityam. Tvam muladhara. Tvam mula dhara, tvam mula dhara,
tvam mula dhara,
tvam mula dhara,
tvam mula dhara.
So you see the long u there, tvam mula dhara,
tvam mula dhara,
stitosi nityam,
stitosi nityam,
stitosi nityam,
stitosi nityam,
stitosi nityam.
Stitosi nityam.
Stitosi nityam.
Stitosi nityam.
Just to hold this in your mind, that we have the long vowels like ah, e, u, r. We have the long vowels. The diphthongs a, I, o, ow are two mantras. They're the same. Like, so if I have an ah and a or ah, o, same length. Okay, so always think that in your mind, so you're not trying to. To make, when you're chanting, you're not trying to make a diphthong, A, I, O, or Ao, into one mantra. It's two mantras, so you can give it that space. So here, Tvam muladharastitosi nityam. Tvam muladharastitosi nityam. Tvam muladharastitosi nityam.
Tvam mula dharastitosi nityam.
Tvam mula dharastitosi nityam.
Tvam mula dharastitosi
nityam. Tvam mula dharastitosi nityam. Next one. Tvam shakti praya atmakaha. Okay? Say tvam.
Tvam
shakti.
Shakti.
Traya.
Traya.
Atmakaha.
Atmakaha.
Okay, so tvam, you, asi, understood. Because asi doesn't need to be there. In Sanskrit, you don't need to put in the verb to be. So here, they don't put it in. So tvam, you are. Shakti, the three shaktis. Traya means group of three. So the three group of three shaktis. And if you read Tattva-Vidānanda's commentary, he has many different meanings for what those three shaktis can be. They can be referred to because there's lots of groups of three, the powers of three. So one way to take it is you are the three shaktis of the creation, the shakti that brings the Brahmaji, that brings about the creation, that sustains the creation, and resolves the creation. So you are those threefold shaktis. You could take it as the jnana shakti, kriya shakti, jnana shakti, kriya shakti, and one other that he mentions. I forget what it is. Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, we can look it up and see what he says. But if you read the commentary, Shakti means power. Okay? Traya means three. Atmakaha, the end of the compound, makes what we call a Bahuvrihi compound, which you haven't really learned yet. But it would mean you are one for whom there are the three Shaktis. Or the actual meaning is, for you are the one who has in your nature these three Shaktis.
Atmakaha means in the nature.
You're in the form of whose your nature is that. Your nature is that. You are one whose nature is, as in your nature, the three Shaktis. You could just say you are the one for whom, you are the one, in English we'd probably just say, you are the one who has the threefold Shaktis, the threefold power. And you can take, I'm just giving you one meaning, and as I recall, Tatravidananda in the commentary gives many different meanings for Shaktis, which is true in other parts of here too, right? He'll see a group of three or a group of four and say, well, it could mean this group of three, this group of three, this group of three.
Awake, dream, and deep sleep, and past, present, and future.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the commentary on that and know that what this says here is you are the group of three Shaktis. Okay? That's your nature. You have these three Shaktis. So, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti. Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha, Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha,
Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha,
Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha,
Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha,
Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha.
Tvam Shakti Triyat Makaha.
Okay. Next one. Tvam Yogi No. Say Tvam Yogi No.
Yogi No.
Jayanti.
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 Nityam.
Nityam.
Tvam Yogi No. Jayanti Nityam. Okay. Sandhi. Tvam Yoginaha. Tvam Yoginaha. Peter?
You go and know. There's that dot above the M. Wasn't that usually an M?
Yeah, you're right. It should be when we chant it, it will be. It will take the nasalized anuswara. It would be twang, twang yogi, twang yogi, twang, twang yogi. Think ya in your mind and go that's the nasal and then think twang yogi, twang yogi, twang yogi. I listened before class today, I listened to Bhagishananda chanting this section, make sure that I had it right. He'll spend a lot of time on this Tvang Yogi to try to make you understand how to do a nasalized yakara, because it's very subtle. Tvang Yogi. Tvang Yogi. Okay, so listen, on the India site, when you practice, and you'll see, I'll go over and over, you'll get, say, when is he going to move on? Okay. So thanks. When I'm breaking the sending, then I'll just say Tvam, okay? Okay. But you were right. I think the first time I didn't do that when I was just reading it. So Tvang, Tvang Yogi No Jayanti Nityam. Okay. Let's look at what it means. Tvam, with a long A, is the accusative singular. Tvam means you. Tvam means you in the accusative. So here we have to find the verb. The verb, do you see the verb there? Jayanti, third person singular, third person plural. So you know that the subject's going to have to be in the third person plural. Jayanti means to meditate. They meditate. Who? yoginaha, from yogin. The ones who have yoga are the yogins. Yoginaha is the plural, nominative plural. So the yogis, yoginaha, nominative plural, jayanti, meditate nityam, always. Isn't that neat?
So
the yogis always meditate on you.
On you.
The yogis are always meditating on you. I love that.
And the you?
Yeah.
Tuam. Tuam. Yeah. Tuam. Now, the
it's
tuam.
Singular, right?
Yeah. Tuam is accusative singular for tuam. Tuam means you in the nominative singular. Tuam means you in the accusative singular. So, if I take the basic sentence, subject verb, yoginaha jayanti. The yogis are meditating. Then yogis meditate on, okay? Then what do they meditate on? Who are they meditating? What are they meditating? That will go into the accusative. The yogis meditate on you, right? The yogis contemplate you. So tuam is in the accusative singular. So tuam, and notice how it's put, you can put everything in any order, right? So putting tuam first is like respect. You, right? Tuam yogino jayanti nityam. The yogis, you, the yogis meditate on always. You, the yogis contemplate always.
Well, wait a minute. What's the definition of you? Which
Tuam, Ed, means you in the accusative, the object of the sentence.
Yeah.
And that's Ganesha, right? The
oh,
Lord, Ishwara.
It's not me, then.
No.
It's you. It's oh,
part
of
him.
It's you, really. It's yeah.
Thank you, Durga.
Is you the yogis? You mean the jnanis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yogis and jnanis are used the same depending on the context, right? Yogis comes from the root yuj, the ones who are united with you. That. Shankara, in one place in the Bhagavad Gita, actually translates this yuj yogi to be, when we say yujate, he's united with you, to mean the yoga from any of the upadis, right? If you have an identification, you're united with the upadi. That's ajnanam, right? The yoga from that means you're united with yourself, right? So there's no real uniting of the self with the self, but when you break the false identification, so the yoga is actually the yoga. It's disuniting from association with the upadi. So. Also, yogi can mean the one who has the karma yoga, means that there's no superimposition. Karma yoga with jnana yoga. So I could do it in many different ways. Tuang yogino, tuang yogino, tuang yogino,
tuang yogino,
jayanti nityam,
jayanti nityam,
jayanti nityam,
jayanti nityam,
tuang yogino,
tuang yogino,
jayanti nityam,
jayanti nityam,
tuang yogino, jayanti nityam,
jayanti nityam,
tuang yogino 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 jayanti
nityam.
Tuang yogino jayanti nityam.
Let's go to the top of the paragraph. I'll just go through this once and then we'll stop. So let's stop here. Tuang gunatrayatitaha.
Tuang gunatrayatitaha.
Tuam avastatrayatitaha. Twandehatrayatitaha.
Twandehatrayatitaha.
Twankalatrayatitaha.
Twankalatrayatitaha.
Twammooladharastitosi nityam.
Twammooladharastitosi nityam.
Twamshaktitrayatmakaha.
Twamshaktitrayatmakaha.
Tvang yogino jayanti nityam.
Tvang yogino jayanti
nityam.
Tvang yogino jayanti nityam.
Tvang yogino.
Tvang yogino.
Tvang yogino. Jayanti nityam.
Jayanti nityam.
Tvang yogino jayanti nityam.
Tvang yogino jayanti
nityam.
Tvang yogino jayanti nityam.
Okay, well, we'll stop here.